I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigned following a Supreme Court order to oust him from the position based on corruption charges. Sharif's brother's been named interim prime minister, and many believe that he'll continue to hold unofficial power through the close family tie. Bruce Allen of FMI says the situation is par for the course for the nation.
It is struggling to remain stable. Actually, Sharif is the 18th prime minister of Pakistan in its history. And not a single one of the 17 prime ministers that preceded him have been able to complete their full term in office.
But if anyone's learned how to live in difficult situations, it's the Pakistani believers who are so often persecuted. Allen says we can pray for strong church leadership and discipleship so that believers can be a beacon of hope to those around them. And there's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Today, while there are many portions of Scripture translated into sign languages, there isn't one sign language today that has a complete Bible translation. To go both faster and farther with those projects, Deaf Bible Society has partnered with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Deaf Bible's president, J.R. Bucklew, says that means Deaf Bible will begin handling the field coordination for Wycliffe Bible Translators' sign language translation projects.
We're looking at having about 15 projects that we're working on with Wycliffe Bible Translators around the world. And our goal at Deaf Bible Society is, we said we'd like to see another 50 new translation projects started over the next 2.5 years.
Be sure to cover the projects and this new ministry partnership in prayer. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with the stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.